never seen or heard before. Feed from the tree of knowledge like herbivores. It's the curve corner, join the conversation. Lose them to the corner, here's an invitation. Quit the curve, hitting weak curve. Loving, appreciating, half man, half amazing. Thick guard trail blazing.
Coast to coast, corner to corner.
You can meet me at the curve corner.
You know what it is, I'm back in the building. Security straps still stacking the millions. You know what it is, it's the Curve Corner. My name is Andy the Gunana, half man, half amazing, cool as ice, twice as nice. Ain't never had a bad day in my damn life. Happy Saturday, everybody. It's a good morning today. Yo, thick God.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Nolutando Nkosi. How's everybody doing this morning?
It's kind of weird after my intro, right? And you just say like, yeah, this is Nolutando Nkosi.
Yeah, because you're a lot.
Hey?
You're a lot.
It's a bit tough. Hey, MGM. Yo, what's up, guys? Yo, so I got to tell you guys, right? Like, MGM in the stew.
Yes, sir.
With his shades on, you know, because his future too bright.
You know this, man.
Gotcha. It's a partly cloudy day in Johannesburg.
Because when you're cool, the sun shines on you 24 hours a day.
What's that?
It's too cool for school.
When you are cool, the sun shines on you 24 hours a day. 365.
At least today he's using the mic. Hey, Kaya, guys, what's up?
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
You look nice, girl.
Thank you.
God dang, you look like a bag of chips.
got that leopard print going on.
When did leopard print become sexy?
Like, you know, I think it's like weird people in the world that find
leopard print sexy,
like animals sexy,
because
and they were like, oh my god, that leopard is so sexy,
I'm gonna put it on my,
it can get it.
I've got a view
and
on that.
They
actually
decided I'm gonna just make leopard print.
Let's hear it more.
I've got a bit of a view on that. There was a time when that whole leopard print and tiger print thing was very provocative, and only a certain type of woman wore it.
But why?
And then all of a sudden it became fashionable, like about maybe 10-15 years ago or so.
No way.
Seriously. I'm like, that's the way that I've seen it. You know what I mean?
You know a lady named a Foxy Brown? Pam Grier.
Yeah.
Pam Grier.
Yeah, I remember in the 70s.
Yeah, Pam Grier used to rock freaking leopard print all the damn time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the 70s. Now, I don't know what you're talking about 10, 15 years ago when it got popular.
No, but I'm saying...
It got popular again.
Yes, of course. Well, you know how it goes, man. This stuff comes fashion. Around.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Today, we're not talking about fashion. That was just like a random segue.
Yeah.
We do have an interesting show for you today, though. Something that... kind of piqued our interest during the course of this year is especially now during the going back to school times and things like that. We're seeing a lot of these messages on Twitter. There's this hashtag, or I think it's a hashtag or something, called Ojiwaking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, what's bugging you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And one of the things, right, that I read was, me and my girl were together and we're all lovey-dovey and stuff, and we're having financial problems in like first year, and so I decided to quit varsity, get a job.
Not I decided, we.
Oh yeah, we decided as a unit, because I mean, she my boo.
Uh-huh. That he should quit.
Yeah, uh-huh. That he should quit varsity.
Yeah.
Get a job and pay for her fees. So this dude paid for her fees.
Okay.
Right? When he got a job and got an apartment so that they can live together and whatever. I don't know. They're probably from like Eastern Cape or something.
Okay.
Why Eastern Cape? Western Cape. Why Eastern Cape? I'm gonna leave.
I don't know. Okay, shut up. Maybe they're from...
What if they were? What's wrong
maybe
with that?
Maybe they're from like Limpopo or something.
They're from South Africa. Just keep it there. How about that?
Okay, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, but wait a minute. Is there anything wrong with
the leopard print? Just like...
Yes. Trying to eat us alive.
Yeah.
So no, but what is
hey,
is there anything wrong with
the story.
That? Oh, okay.
So this dude pays.
Oh, I thought that was
fees.
A story. Then.
No, I ain't finished the story.
Okay, my bad.
He pays the varsity fees, you know, rent, whatever, buys the food, clothing, at times cell phones, contract, you know, the whole nine yards. And then baby girl, after she graduates and get a job, she leaves this dude for a dude with more money. So wow. The topic for today is, how far would you go for your relationship, ladies and gentlemen? I think that was just harsh.
That's harsh, man.
Course that was harsh.
I think that's just ludicrous. Okay,
but I think besides it being harsh, I think a lot of the time when we are in relationships, we are thinking for now, and that we don't plan. And I mean, if they really had taken the time to think about the future and realize that when you are in a relationship,
It can end.
No, Mongi, not damn, that. Like, Mongi. Gee, that's no. Damn, not that, man. It can end, but when you're in a relationship, now.
Why so cynical?
Yeah, see, when you're in a relationship, and changes happen within the relationship,
like an ending.
No, they can. Yeah, see, it does a lot. Like, you know, when you first when you're dating someone and you're in varsity, and the moment you start working, yes, your perspective changes.
Yeah, a lot.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the tone of the relationship is also going to change, because now you are learning yourself. You're learning yourself in a point where, from a point where, now you don't need someone to help take care of you.
Right.
But what if Noruna?
Yeah.
What if the guy actually is the reason why they broke up? You know, Sam, I know, I've been in a situation where I was a student.
Yeah.
The guy was working. And then what happened was that when I started working, doing like my small jobs on the side, and I started making my own money, and I'm like, okay, listen, instead of doing A, B, and C, let's do this. Then you started being controlled that, no, you can't tell me what to do, or you can't do what you think is right, because I'm the one who makes the money. I'm the one who helped you out all those years. So what if she felt suffocated that, okay, I understand you sacrificed those years for me and I'm grateful for it, but let's elevate. And he was comfortable in that level.
Snap.
So now I must stay in that level because you sacrificed 3 or 4 years of your life. I can get him
does. Yeah, it's a tricky situation. But I think
guys is from the Eastern Cape, guys.
As harsh, you can tell.
As you can tell.
But yeah, I think Kayagazi is right, because also, you know, when we read a lot of tweets, now people will also tell you from their side without including exactly. No one is willing to say she left me because I was being
controlling
a douche. Or I was being it's always gonna be, oh no, she left me because she didn't care, and after we made plans, and that's why, I mean, I'm on some indaba zabantu bayithu, guys. Don't be like, you the know, people are in a relationship, when people are in a relationship, there's always three sides to the story. There's the guy's side, the girl's side, and the truth. There's always three sides.
And the outside looking in view.
The outside looking in view, you already have. That's yours. But there's the three sides that exist.
Yeah.
But what what's the craziest thing you've done for a relationship, Andile?
Yo, I got married. Damn. Doesn't get crazier than that.
Excuse me.
Hey,
really?
Does it get crazier than that? No, it doesn't. I don't think it does.
That is the ultimate crazy thing you can do, right?
That's the ultimate crazy.
Okay, well, you can kill somebody. That's the other.
No. But that's still not as crazy as marriage. You know, killing someone, kind of, you know
what?
You get to the point quickly. It's just like boom.
Oh, so dunsies, so you know? When you get married, it's a slow death. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's not even a slow death. Like, you know, purgatory is worse than freaking dying. So, rather die or something, you know. I don't know. In any case, I've heard some weird things, though.
Yeah.
Right. There's people who like long-term relationships. I did that. I thought that was crazy. Not long-term. What's this? Long distance.
Yes.
Yeah, that is so crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy. It's near stupid.
It's freaking bad.
Unless you're married.
So
when you're married.
My long distance relationship, I was in Johannesburg and she was in Cape Town. And I mean, it's a distance of what, 1400 kilometers?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's stupid.
What?
Yeah, listen. If you think, right, and I'm talking to everybody here, PSA, public service announcement right now. Everybody listening, if you are in a long distance relationship and you think your partner is not cheating on you.
No.
Let me tell you something.
No, let's cut that. No.
He didn't finish the sentence.
There is a real nigga out there holding things down for you. All right?
You know, there's an exception to every rule, bro. You know that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all can say that as much as you want, right? People aren't meant for monogamy. They're not meant for especially long distance. Everybody needs attention, bro. and it's a subject that I'm not ready to get into right now, because I want to have a full conversation and a full episode about it.
But about long distance relationships specifically.
Not long distance relationships, okay. Monogamy. But cheating, not monogamy.
The concept of cheating and all that.
There's this thing called emotional cheating. Hmm. Nah. Now you out here, sharp. Okay, maybe Kayaga is in the Eastern Cape. She doesn't have a bae. That's, you know, and they're not intimate in the conventional sense. Mm-hmm. You know, but this dude is always there. He's a shoulder to cry on. He's like, oh babe, I'm missing my bae so much.
Mm.
When that you in Johannesburg, you are bae.
Hey.
The guy in Eastern Cape is babe.
He's the babe.
Yeah, he's babe.
So he's the shoulder to cry on.
Yeah. He's the shoulder to cry on. You know, he's there in the morning to pick her up, you know, take her for ice cream, you know, waffles at Milky Lane or whatever.
She's kind of like the gay friend, isn't he?
But he isn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, even those gay guys, I think they're busy with your women. Don't trust them niggas.
A guy is a guy is a guy.
Yeah, don't trust them niggas neither. You know, but long distance relationships are tough, one, right? But also, then there's this thing, right? There's this women that take out loans.
I'm guilty of that
for their men.
I'm really? Guilty of that. Yeah,
really.
Like
very embarrassing.
We're just.
That's. I was about to say that's the craziest thing that I've done in a relationship. I've taken out a loan for.
How much was the loan?
You can say it's history. Girl.
It's a lot of money.
You know when she says you know it's real. It's a real number. Yeah. It ain't 5 G's.
Yeah,
maybe like 50 J's, baby.
Nah, it was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Like, I don't want my mama to know a lot.
Yeah, I don't want my mama to know a lot.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, it was very stupid, but, you know, you're in the mix of things, and...
when you're in that state, yeah.
And
was it love that made you take the money out?
Well, firstly, it somewhat made business sense, but if it was someone else, I would not have done it.
Make business sense with that other person.
No, that means it did not make business sense.
Yeah, that clearly didn't make business sense.
So, it was completely an emotional decision.
If anyone else had asked me at the time, I would have said no.
And presented you the same business information.
I would have said no.
Okay.
Yeah. Dang. So it was clearly not because it was a business
clearly
move.
It's the craziest thing I've done for love.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've done for love for a relationship?
You're asking me.
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I have to go through my mental Rolodex and figure out which one to pick.
Okay, guys, for those who don't live in America, a Rolodex.
Oh, shit. Yes. I forgot. Molly
still thinks he lives in America.
What is that? Get off my case, man. Jeez.
It was like this thing, right? It's like a Final Fix. But for Americans, right? But it was circular in design.
That cool thing that sits on people's desks.
Yes. That's
a that was a Rolodex.
If you ever watched Hannibal, you know when he takes out the recipes and things.
That's
a Rolodex.
That's a Rolodex.
My word.
Yeah.
They used it in libraries as well.
Yes, they used it in libraries as well.
Yeah.
Those were cool inventions from the '70s. Rolodex.
So Mongi, what's the craziest thing you've done?
He's not trying to answer.
It's definitely money.
He's going through his Rolodex.
it's money.
It's definitely money. I'm just trying to figure out how much.
What did you do? You borrowed money?
I gave her.
You gave money.
Yeah,
but that's your job.
No, but like
better
like,
brother.
Like with an
with
an understanding, after similar to what this guy, you know, he invested
time, money.
You know, exactly all that.
Yeah.
And then the chick is just like, sorry, somebody else.
But here's the thing, right? I feel like people don't understand.
I'll think of a story to tell you just now.
People don't seem to understand that relationships is like gambling.
Exactly.
right?
It's like it's not even a calculated risk.
No. You're playing freaking roulette.
Yeah.
Or roulet. I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it roulet?
It's actually roulet.
It's a French word, right? But I mean, roulet. You play roulet. You're literally picking one number.
Yes.
In that entire thing, and then they're going to spin this spinny, twirly, spinny around thingamabob.
Yeah.
The Rolodex.
And you're hoping your number's going to come up.
Right. Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, just you're not even taking a calculated risk.
No.
I've come to realize that when you do something for your partner, especially if let's say it's in the beginning phases of your relationship, and you want to go all out,
sure,
you gotta do it.
Oh, you go all out beginning only.
No. I'm just talking about the honeymoon phase. You know how it goes, guys.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You have to really take cognizance of the fact that. That may not be reciprocated, right?
Okay, yeah.
So you gotta do something purely for the sake of because you want to do it for that person.
Yes.
Not because you're expecting anything back you gotta say to yourself, if I don't get anything from doing this,
it's okay.
It's absolutely fine anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're gonna screw yourself over. Like, you're gonna get dumped and you're gonna be pissed when that happens.
Dang, so, yeah. Son. That's sad. The existence that you have.
It's not a sad existence. It's a reality. It's being honest with yourself and sussing out the situation. Nobody owes you anything. 100%. In life, nobody owes you anything.
I couldn't agree more.
Right?
Like, you owe yourself happiness.
You owe
you're doing
exactly.
something because it makes you happy.
I couldn't
precisely agree more. If giving your partner whatever, however much of a loan you got for the guy, or quitting school so that you can help make sure that she gets to school. If that's something you do and that makes you happy somehow.
Yeah,
I don't know how, but somehow.
Yeah,
then do it. But solely for that purpose, not because you're expecting to get something back.
So what do you think the problem is then? Because, I mean, we all kind of do stupid things. I mean, there's people who literally, quit their jobs so that they can spend more time with their relevant
whatever. Hey. Wait, say that again. What?
Like, there's people who quit their jobs, but what is the problem?
You are the problem.
It's not reciprocated.
Lalela, here's another thing. I think people don't consult each other in relationships, ne?
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave my job thinking that that's what you want me to do, thinking that I'm going to spend more time with you. And then when you don't, I blame you. Hey, I did not say leave your job for me. Do you know what I mean? And a lot of the time, we all have this misconception of what relationships are and are supposed to be. And the biggest thing about relationships is that we do not communicate our expectations, right?
Yeah.
And by not communicating your expectation, and you automatically want things to happen, that's on you, bruh.
Yeah, because the thing is, if you do things with the expectation that you never communicate that you want it reciprocated,
it's not, and then
it doesn't get reciprocated, then you get pissed off.
Then
it's
you
like,
get
ow.
Pissed, yeah. I mean, let me let you in on, yes, see, I'm telling you guys a lot. But so...
Tell us the God.
One of my relationships, in my family, ne? Gifts are gifts. They you get gifts. It's your birthday or it's a Wednesday or we're a gifting kind of family.
Okay.
And our gifts are not,
nice.
They're not for necessity, right? So you don't get school shoes as a gift. You'll get a pair of Nikes as a gift or you'll get...
Huh.
Whatever, like
something
that you
bright
don't
and shiny.
Need. Something that you don't need. So... I had been in a relationship where gifts for him were based on need.
Oh, wow.
So you would get school books as a gift.
Yeah,
you would get
like,
a school
like
jersey
household.
As a gift, you know? And it took me a long time to wrap my head around that because... The kind of gifts that I would get were not, like, they were just, oh, you got me this because I needed it. It wasn't necessarily...
Yeah.
It's like buying someone deodorant as a gift. It's like, hey, happy birthday, here's some...
shield. That's actually pretty messed up because you're trying to tell the guy something.
No, but I mean,
maybe you just needed just it at the time.
Practicality
so,
of it all.
So what I'm trying to get at is that socialization is such an important thing. And when we think of what is the craziest thing that you've done in a relationship, you might not think it's the craziest thing because for you, it was the thing to do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like how guys will pay for a lot of things for girls mm-hmm. because they want to take up the whole, I'm the man in this relationship, I'm the provider.
Yeah, yeah.
So for you, it might not seem like a crazy thing to do. It mm-hmm. seems like the thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Snap app. That's some truth there, thank God. Yeah, truth. I mean, that hit hard.
Yeah,
I tell you another crazy thing to do in a relationship, pay low ball. You know this whole dowry system.
I think that's a show on its own.
Hey, yeah, that is a show on its own. Yeah. But like,
that is coming though, right?
It's a crazy thing, right? It's just nuts. It's nuts. I gotta pay somebody to be in a relationship with somebody that I'm already in a relationship who also wants to be in a relationship with me too.
No, I'm not gonna, don't
keep your composure. Lose your composure. Lose.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow because opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
Tell us, Kaya.
Okay, so I grew up in a very traditional household.
Yes.
And I think I've been exposed to the process and the procedures of lobola.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Differently than other people.
Yes.
You know, because when I'm hearing what I've been, like even the prices, they're like, hey, 150, 100, like, okay.
And they say them nicely,
hey,
net.
Like, how did we get there? You know?
This is 1,000, 150,000.
Like,
that's a car.
You know, it's shocking. Like, but with how my dad actually explained lobola to me was that it's not that you're buying, but we're creating a relation, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
And when you're creating this relation, that, like, usually you'll be like, okay, for 5 cows and a cow is like 5,000 rand. You see?
No. And then 25,000 rand relationship.
Listen, but the thing is, those things is for your household. Your parents don't spend the money. That's the fundamental thing. My dad says, I don't spend the money. I buy things for your household, you and your husband.
You come from a great family, Kaya.
Listen, your dad don't choose to school a lot of people then.
Like, even my clan, like, I'm a Tembu. Well, I'm speaking from
the are you I'm a Tembu.
Stop.
Hey? Telling Gebo. Telling Gebo.
Like, where we from, you see, it's everyone does it like that, you know.
Okay.
Even when you have, snap. Like, let's say you have a kid, they'll say, sure. Okay, well, puke ibele, mean that she has a kid.
You broke a boob.
No, man,
it doesn't translate.
Like, it doesn't, you know. So those certain procedures, they speak about this, and then they create a relation. You go to the household. They're like, okay, you need a bed, you need to have a kitchen. The kist is number one. You can't go to a household without a kist.
A kist, guys, is for those of you that don't know, it's that wooden box.
It's a kist.
That's storage.
Yeah, it's a storage.
It's a chest.
It's a chest.
Yeah, storage.
Not
chest.
Of drawers, though.
No, yeah. Not of drawers, just a chest.
Just a chest.
Easy.
Of kissed.
Yeah. So now I'm meeting people and they're telling me it's 150,000 and then the guy has to pay for the wedding. I'm like, no, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Oh, in your family, you think your parents pay for the wedding?
Yeah.
Snap, you want to get married, girl?
There's two weddings. So the female family pays for the first wedding and then that's like, okay, we're letting you go. So we're celebrating. Okay. And then the second wedding is when the male family accepts the woman. Yes. Okay, you're part of our family now, and like family, you can relax now. She's in good hands. So that's how I know about it. Now, when I'm hearing these things, I'm like,
well, the thing is, you know, like everything in life, people mess it up. Like people take what was originally great, and they bastardize it. Mm-hmm. So, like when my mom explained lobola to me, it was very similar. And I remember when marriage was still a prospect for me, my mom and I had the conversation, and she had said to me, "We agreed, Uguti, when lobola comes through, it's gonna come back. Like everything that is that we get is going to be given back to us, the couple, for whatever we needed for, whether it's the wedding or the whatever."
This is when the female family gift the male yeah. family, you know.
Yeah.
So you get like
a shirt, like a blanket.
So traditionally,
that's nothing. Like you get a proper thing. You
know? But then also that I think that has also been taken too far. Like people are asking for Armani suits.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And people are asking for the dumbest things. And I understand why a lot of people like Andila are angry at Ilobolo.
I'm not angry at it. Well, I just think it's stupid.
But I mean, because it's lost all meaning.
But it's true. But clearly, it's true that historically, like way back, the tradition was reciprocal to some degree, right? Because it seems like it's lost its symbolic meaning, in particular when money got introduced into the whole
thing. Definitely. You know what I think Lobola was? Personally, I think it was, so now we're family. Come for a meal.
Yes.
I think that's what it was.
Mm.
And people started showing each other up.
Yeah.
And started going, as a way of keeping saying thanks. Exactly. Yes. As a way of saying thanks, here's a cow. Labayana next door, they gave you a cow. Here's four. Mm. And it grew from that. And then that's why now a lot of women are being lobolat for stupid amounts of money.
Yeah.
And the thing is, people don't realize that messes up your relationship. Mm. Because the guy's family is going to hate. Is going to point at you and go, hey, when 150,000
come here. Anytime when you ish.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we should take a break. It's getting a little deep. my head is spinning. but guys, I hope you're enjoying the show. Please hit us up on our WhatsApp line. It's +27792544329. We'd love to get your comments on this topic. How far have you gone for your relationship? Would you go all the way to paying 150,000, 200,000 to get married? Damn.
This is Trans Africa Radio.
Yo.
So guys, thank you so much for your WhatsApp. So we're receiving crazy things here of what you guys the craziest things that you guys have done in relationships.
Yeah, so we've got Tafadzwa out in Tafadzwa, how do you have internet? I thought the situation in Zim was kind of crazy right now and nobody had internet.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, we got a WhatsApp through.
Life is not fair. Life is not equal for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so.
Which is not a bad thing.
Or VPN, you know, VPN kind of works as well. Yo, so Tafadzwa in Zim says that he has heard on a bus, women talking about how they put breast milk in their partner's milk.
Oh snap, I've heard about that.
Tea.
What?
I've heard about that.
In order to keep them.
What?
Breast milk. Baby milk. Apparently, if you put breast milk.
Some Corabella type stuff.
I'm not saying guys do this. You know, but it's probably safe. I mean, you know. But apparently, if you put breast milk in somebody's tea, they will be in love with you forever.
They'll be your baby, literally.
Yeah.
Forever.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's going far. I mean, do you even think about, I'm just going to put a titty out and just squirt some milk into this coffee.
Squirt, squirt.
Squirt, squirt. You know? So that MGM can be in love with me for forever. It's a little nuts.
Yeah, it is.
That's like Fatal Attraction. Have you ever seen It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
couple of times.
Yeah. I mean, it's proper nuts. That lady with the money.
Yeah. She goes full on psycho. Yeah, straight up. Like
she goes, I mean.
Have you ever had somebody do that? Like go at least.
I don't think.
Not that psycho, but.
I don't think I'm that interested to women. I've never had a woman go psycho. At least I don't think so. You know.
Huh?
Yeah, have you gone that cycle?
No. I don't think women are that interesting either.
We've got Simon here on Twitter who says, "Hey guys, when I proposed, I faked winning a competition at work. Bought flight tickets to Cape Town, rented a car and everything, even maps to quote unquote a secret location where there was meant to be a party we were going to. Hectic.
well-orchestrated plan. And then he tags, I think that's his wife there, and says, you tell the story better.
Damn. I say goddamn. You know what, Ned? This guy, Simon, puts everyone to shame. If you did not propose like Simon proposed, yo,
dude,
sit down.
Or if it's not better than that, just sit down, Nyan. Because this whole getting down on one knee is played out.
Yeah, I mean, that's long gone, man. You gotta pull out all the stops these days.
About the game. I mean, do a flash mob or something. Yeah. I mean, you know, I've seen the flash mob in Santon.
Yeah, people must get creative with this proposing thing.
I've seen the flash mob for a proposal. Somebody, flash mob
for real.
Yeah.
What's Santon?
Yeah, in Santon. Yeah.
I've seen those nuts. Of those.
It's nuts.
That's
it's
crazy.
Nuts. Yeah. So, guys, step up your game when you're proposing. you know, just step it up.
Ladies. Yeah. Put as much pressure on her as possible to say yes.
No, yeah.
No. Get a flash mob. The pressure.
Do you know how many women say no even with your flash mob? You're the one who's embarrassed.
Put all the pressure.
Look, I'm said when I say mama, step it up. I'm not saying necessarily you must do a public display of affection. I'm not saying do it publicly. I'm just saying step it up. Mm-hmm. Don't just be on one knee and think.
Bring the moms and the pops to and the uncles to the flash mob and then get down on one knee while they are watching her say no. She'll
it's
never
like
say
that
no
show Marry Me Now South Africa.
No, hey!
Where women go and ask the men to marry them immediately.
How's that show going, by the way?
It's going really well.
I think it's
number
fantastic.
One, I think it's one of the best shows out of this country in terms of production.
Yeah.
Like, I love that they don't concentrate on, like, a lot of these shows on TV right now are trash TV where they concentrate on how poor you are and the dripping taps and the hungry dog and the broken tiles in the house. Yeah. And like, this show really concentrates on this girl asking this guy to marry him, you know, and their backstory. We don't know how poor or how rich these people are. And the production is absolutely amazing.
I saw the one episode where this woman didn't tell anybody. Like, she didn't tell her parents. She didn't tell her relatives. She didn't tell the guy. Nothing. And she just proposes to the guy on the show. That was a crazy episode. That was the one and only one that I ever saw, though.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see anything after that.
Yeah. Did he say yes?
No.
Okay.
No, he said no.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's going far. I think... Especially from a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
Just proposing to a man, damn.
Why is that a problem, though?
I'm not saying it's a problem. I'm saying it's going far for your relationship.
But you said especially for a woman. That's what you said.
Yeah, especially for a woman. Because women aren't generally people that propose.
Mm. Look, even Kathy here from Cape Town says, hey guys, the craziest thing that I've done is proposed to my man. But luckily he said yes.
Hey, what's up, Kathy?
Okay. Oh, crazy in love.
Crazy in love.
I don't think that's crazy. Number one, whoever said, like, guys, we need to get out of the traditional or like times of old where only men were supposed to do something. We must remember that women were in roles that didn't have power.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why men were tasked to do certain things.
Sure.
So now that women are doing it, it's not unnatural. It's not taboo.
Yeah.
People must just get over themselves. Girls, ask whoever you want to ask out.
Or to marry you.
You can ask too.
Yeah. Kaya obviously disagrees. And I knew she disagreed. Hell no.
Look. We want things just as much as men do, and I think it's your right to go manjutin to a guy.
Yeah.
And then if he says no, you move right along, and you know, then you're not sitting with a shoulda, coulda, woulda.
So what is the problem with that, Kaya? Why is the
So you would never propose to
is
a
it
guy,
is it
guys?
Because you don't want to look you don't want to be embarrassed?
No, I don't care about that. I wouldn't do it in public anyway.
So what's the issue, really?
Okay, you know, maybe I'm projecting.
Maybe
that's
you know
good
when
to
niggas
know.
Start talking about maybe I'm projecting.
Maybe
this is going to be interesting.
But project away.
Let's hear it.
You know, it's funny enough, about a year or two ago.
Uh-huh.
That's when I started opening up to my mother that, okay, I'm dating.
You know, for some reason, in my head, I heard you say, out. That's when I opened up to my mother about I'm lesbian. Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
Wow.
No, that's what I heard, honestly.
So now, there's one thing she told me. She was like, yes, if a man is not ready to commit,
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do in this world to make him commit.
100%.
And when you propose, okay, I'm speaking like questions I'm closer, like I know how close I mean. Some men are. They will say when you guys fight, to translate that one that actually
married herself,
Yeah. And then every time he does something bad, he's gonna reference that. Don't forget, you the one who came to me. I didn't want to do this.
Sure.
So I'm all for let's have a conversation when you guys feel like okay, let's get married. You know, like you don't have to propose. That's what I'm saying. The whole proposal 1 year, I don't want. Let's talk about this.
Sure.
Do you think we should get married? Would you want to get married with me? Oh yes, let's do this. Okay, then let's set an appointment with our parents so we can do the whole traditional thing. But okay. I wouldn't propose. I'm sorry, that's the guy.
Okay, so why can't the tables be turned? Then why when the guy asks you?
Can't it be a conversation
say,
as
is
well?
Is it not? Nyabana, can it not be a conversation? But like, Anita Ukai is saying, when the girl proposes, then everyone is like, yo, you're the one that married yourself. So now the guy is completely out of the equation. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, why can't you as a woman also say to the guy when you're arguing?
You said yes, so what's your problem?
You said yes, yeah.
Or no, Kyabona, you said yes, but it's the same statement as in, remember, you're the one that lobolad yourself.
Yeah, true, yes. Actually,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, because what are we doing here?
Yes, if I lobolad myself, that means you lobolad yourself as well. So what's the problem?
I think perhaps...
women don't know their power.
Yeah, straight up.
Women, you also say yes when men marry you, meaning you could have said no.
Mm.
So you're not... And you know, a lot of the time girls go... no, Pella, if I didn't say yes, I was never going to get married. Yes, if you said yes to the next person who asked you, you were going to get married. Like, right. it's really not that deep.
Right.
Yeah, but some people don't get asked, okay?
That's why they must ask themselves.
That's why they must ask themselves, Tando. Absolutely.
That's
true.
Why they must go and
absolutely.
Ask.
Absolutely.
Guys, it's 7:44 CAT. You're on the Curve Corner with Andy Dekunene. Good guy. Kayagazi and Mongameli Motavi.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, I just love you guys. You know, I'm so listen blessed to have this epic team. But guys, thank you very much for your WhatsApps and your tweets. Simon, I'm still flabbergasted. Can that be the word of this week?
Flabbergasted. No, because we use flamoxed. And we used flabbergasted as one.
Yeah,
of
we
the,
used flabbergasted last week.
No. Flabbergasted and flamox is not synonyms, guys. Come on. Flamox is
mean,
bewildered.
Pukibel. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Pukibel.
Pukibel.
Yeah, that's something.
A broken poop.
Yeah, that's one. That stood out for me.
So guys,
word of the week.
Phrase of this day.
Straight up.
Taken from Xhosa, which is a South African language spoken in the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape largely. There's a phrase called a broken boob. Pugibele.
Wopuke ibele.
Which means you're pregnant.
No, she has a kid.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Oh, is that what it means?
Like as in she just bore a child. She's
No.
So when it's used when someone is describing you in terms of building up to ilobolo.
So
umuntu opuke ibele
is someone with a
discount.
Yeah, because it's like damages type thing, right? That's why it's upuke. Yes, that's.
But listen, and again, obviously.
Because who wants somebody with a broken boob?
I think it's a black thing across the board.
But no, it's not 50% off. Obviously, they already paid for the damages. The person who impregnated her.
That word.
So now, when you go, if you're not gonna marry your baby daddy, then why must that person pay? God, so now umdane, you already got the portion already.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll poke a bell and now the price won't be this, will be that.
Okay.
Because I already got the one car or two cars for that.
So, guys, word of advice. Find someone with a broken boob so you can pay less on lobola.
No, but some people have to pay more because you have to lobola the kid as well. In some instances.
I didn't even make this damn kid.
No, I've heard, bruh.
You wanna keep him though, right?
I didn't make this kid.
What? You wanna raise him and you wanna keep him.
Take him back to your dad.
It's like buying a top and then since I likes it, you're like, okay, I'm going to charge 40 rand, going to take a 20 rand.
Lalela, it's like buying a wife.
Straight up.
It's the whole thing.
I personally think all kids should live with their dads.
Wow.
Full stop. right?
Only.
Not only, but I'm saying like in these like modern families where it's all blended and stuff, and there are people, you know, people break up, you know, and people divorce and things like that, right? But I kind of think that women can always have kids.
Oh, I see what you mean.
With like, okay, you know, okay, other people and whatever, yes, right?
So that's so twisted.
So, man. So like, take the kids you have.
Do you get
right
what
now,
he's saying?
And go leave them with their daddy.
You're an idiot, dude.
I think that's how far you should go for your relationship. Hey, what do you think?
In a twisted way, that actually makes sense.
It makes perfect sense, bro. It's just the thing is, the things that make sense in our society are deemed to be ludicrous, right? A lot of things that we should be doing, we don't do because of our socialization.
Yes.
And we think that the things that we basically think that all these other things don't work.
A lot of things that are rational and logical are void of any emotional significance, or like they don't look at the emotional aspect of things when you look at things practically. And so often, yeah, at times we were encouraged to act on our emotions rather than on our rational thinking.
Yeah, 100%. For instance, I say this all the time, right? That I can never date a girl that doesn't have a boyfriend.
You can never date a girl that doesn't have a boyfriend.
Yeah,
he okay. wants to be the side.
Not just the side. Even if I'm like a second main.
Because it takes less pressure. It takes pressure off you. Is that what it is?
Like, expression.
You know, one dreadlock is stronger than one strand, bro. Like, if we go into this thing together, you know, I feel like we can be more supportive. Like, imagine. If we're dating the same girl, right, and I could call you and go, bro, oh, today she's pissed, you know, I don't know what I
so you, you're looking for a support structure so you can deal with the madness.
Exactly. Because we all have madness, right? And there's madness that I have, right, that I feel that she should go, oh, yeah.
Well, look, you it's know, a very progressive way of
my
looking
other
at
boyfriend,
things.
You know, but he's driving me nuts today.
It's a very progressive way of looking at things, but it requires, it obviously requires that you unlearn certain things.
You're 100%.
And you also, know, I think it's easier when there's a problem and you want help with the problem.
Of course.
And yet, do you, like,
no, even when it's nice.
When it's nice, do you go, oh, she's so happy today? Yeah, you can have her happy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's easy to go, guys, I'm saying she's in a mood.
I don't know about you guys, but like, too much sweets rots the teeth.
Mm. So sweet, you make your teeth rot.
For realsies, right? It's just like, why are you so nice? Go be nice to somebody else.
Wow, you got issues. You have got issues.
Or perhaps, maybe, let me put it in a different way. You're so nice. I feel more of the world should experience
the niceness you have to offer.
Hmm. You know?
Right.
Okay.
Sharing is caring, guys.
Yeah. So we've got Deborah here who says the craziest thing he's done in a relationship is he has picked his girl up from work acting like the older brother so that they could go on a vacation. So he went to ask for her at work saying,
yeah, like, oh, no, there's a family emergency.
Oh, snap. There is something. I remember the crazy thing that I used to do. It's the driving. My ex-girl from like years ago used to have a job in...
What's her name?
No, I'm not going to tell you. Thought I was going to slip. Hell no. She was in... Where was she? Midrand.
Yeah.
And we used to live in Pimville.
Yeah.
And she used to work every... was it every day? It was every day until like midnight.
Yeah.
And I would take her to work every morning and pick her up every single evening. At midnight. Every single evening. Even on Saturdays.
And did you have a job?
I did have a job, but she used to be in like one of those call centers with a night shift type schedule.
Yeah.
So she, whenever she was at work, I would pick her up. I would take her to work and I would pick her up every single time.
So you had two jobs,
basically.
Yeah. So to give people perspective.
And she never poured a drop of petrol.
Pimville to Midrand.
But that's all on you. You were the one who said, I'm going to pick you up. She don't owe you.
No. What makes you think I said I'm going
to
pick her up?
Because you're picking her up. You're making the decision to go pick her up every day. Ain't nobody had a gun to your head.
So you agree that was crazy, right?
No, it was your choice.
It was dumb.
But no, God, like, meet the guy halfway.
Do you got Kaya? I don't feel sorry for Mongi. Mongi made the decision to do it.
Yeah, listen, I made the decision.
You know what I would have said?
I made the decision because she said she needed it.
You better take your ass to work.
So I was doing it for her. I was doing it for her. I was in love with her. I was doing it because I love her.
How was everyone else getting home?
I want to make her life easier. Transport. But obviously this was not being reciprocated. So that's why it was crazy. Because it was like...
No, but that's not crazy. Remember, you're going against what you said earlier on in the show. You're not supposed to be doing things in a relationship.
No, of course. No. Yes, of course. Of course. At the time, I was young then. You know.
You still sound very.
No.
Yeah, you still sound very. Hey.
No.
Take your ass to work. Okay. I'm trying to get my sleep in. Picking your ass up at 12. You crazy?
That was.
No, but a lot of the
time. I'm not gonna pick you up.
And this is what I keep going back to. A lot of the time, guys do things out of their own free will, saying, "Oh, I'm just doing this to show you how much I care about you," and then.
At the time, my thinking had not evolved to the level at
no,
which
no,
it is
no.
right
which
now.
Which is okay, because that was a learning for you.
Because I'm a lot more sophisticated now than I was back then.
and that's okay. But what I'm saying is that you can't, Enekaya, you can't say Maranaya, the girl didn't meet him halfway. The girl was never asked to meet him halfway.
How do you know that?
You can ask you.
Yo, did you ask her for gas money?
No, of course I did.
And she didn't.
Every now and then, in one instance she gives, and then like 2-3 days later.
But wait,
she asks for something which is exactly the same price as the petrol that she paid the other day.
Did you when she said she needed this?
Yeah.
Did you at that point say, "Are you gonna give me gas money"?
Yes.
From the very beginning.
Yes.
Man, you lied.
Yes. Absolutely.
Then you should have stopped.
I mean,
when
she's working, and
you are lying.
It was the obvious thing to do. She's working, and she needs a ride to work.
How did everyone else get to work?
Yes.
Transport. So why didn't she go into the transport?
Well, I need to finish lecture.
You were happy to. So you can't be angry.
but
it wasn't crazy.
I was angry then. I'm not angry now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not angry now. What's done is done.
Yes, Mongi. I think you're sitting with 5-year-olds here in the studio.
What?
Yeah.
What? Even Kaya understood where I'm coming from.
Do you,
and
Kaya?
You know Kaya's like... You,
oh, Kaya's what?
She's wow. Kaya's now what? She's turning on me too.
I'm going to hear this.
You were the one saying at least if she met him halfway. And you had that was a valid point.
Yeah.
Or are you taking that point back now?
I don't fuck him. You on your own. Like, relax.
Yeah, Kaya.
Look, guys, a lot of people are continuing to do crazy things for relationships. I think it's never going to stop.
It's never going to stop.
And I think people only deem it as crazy when they are then out of the relationship. Mm. While they're in the relationship, it's okay.
Yeah, while they're in love and they're not thinking, it's definitely absolutely normal.
So do you think being in love means you're not thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Who, me?
Yeah, you just said while they're in love and not thinking. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, it is now 7:58, and
hey,
I think it's about that time to wrap it up.
Oh, you're not going to answer that question.
He's not answering the ask.
I don't think people act rationally. I don't think people act rationally when they're in love. No,
there was a show.
I think they're stupid.
Yeah,
I think love is stupid.
There you go.
Love is stupid.
I'll always say it. I believe in it. Had a staunch belief.
I think I'm when like you a come devout to the realization that love is stupid.
Yeah,
you're able to make smarter decisions in love.
Yeah.
Because you need to realize.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's beautiful.
It's fun to be stupid from time to time.
It's like alcohol.
Love is beautiful, but it is dumb.
It's a drug.
Okay.
Yep.
Damn.
You need to know what you like under the influence of love, so that you know how you get, and so you know how you deal with things going forward.
That's right. That's right, girl.
Yeah, guys, it is.
Angiti Kai. Huh? You agree?
Can you not?
I'm just asking if you agree.
Why are you on Kaya's case today?
Who said I'm on Kaya's case? I've mentioned Kaya two times.
Never. Today. You've mentioned her every minute of the show.
Have I?
I feel
maybe,
like...
I don't know. Maybe it's the leopard print. I don't know.
No.
Oh, I'm never wearing this topic.
Somebody's crushing. Guys, that's our time. It's 7:57 CAT. My name is Andy Lekunene. Half man, half amazing. Cool as ice, twice as nice. Ain't never had a bad day in my damn life. We are out today.
That deserves a woo.
Hit me up on social media at Andy Lekunene. Let us know your thoughts or send me nudes or whatever.
Wow.
I mean, whatever your vibe is.
Yeah.
Guys too, right?
Do the thing. Yeah, even guys. I mean, do your thing. You know. Sharing is caring, guys.
Hey guys, what? Sharing is caring. Thank you so much for tuning in. My goodness.
Hey, MGM, what's your handle?
Yo, MGM _the_grand. You can get me on all platforms.
Okay, guys, what's your handle?
My handles are at Dubz _.
At Dubz. That's DYUBZ _. Weird. In any case, hope you guys enjoy the weekend. Have a fantastic time. Just one thing we forgot to mention. We lost an icon this week, Oluwa Mtukudzi.
Oh, snap.
I can only imagine what's happening in Zimbabwe with the turmoil of the government and stuff, and losing such a great, great inspirational artist. Yeah, our heart bleeds for you guys. Shout out.
Yeah. This is Rangu, Muri Waneswako.
This is Trans Africa Radio.